It is Tuesday, November 28th, and it's time for your daily sports news. Today I'm going to talk about the 2018 NFL mock draft from Bleacher Report. There's just 1 month to go in the NFL season, but for many teams like the Cleveland Browns, San Francisco 49ers, and New York Giants, it's been draft season for quite some time. The mock draft at the end of this year is a good way to learn the names of top prospects in the nation, start to identify the needs of each club, and get a look at how those teams' needs and values match up. Of course, firings, hirings, and free agency will change things, but this mock draft is an introduction to how the draft landscape looks right now. Where will the top quarterbacks go? How many running backs can make their way into the first round? Those are the questions that are gaining clarity as the end of the season nears and approaches. So, the predicted number one overall pick will be awarded to the Cleveland Browns, who are currently 0-11, and their predicted pick is UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen. Though he has shown signs of improvement, there is no way to feel confident in DeShone Kizer is the future of the Cleveland Browns. With the number one overall pick and a chance to grab an elite quarterback prospect, the Browns must think long-term and select Josh Rosen. The hard thing about predicting this pick in November is that there could be an entirely new regimen running this team in April. If GM Sashi Brown and his analytics team are still in place, this pick could be traded to acquire more draft picks. If Hugh Jackson is retained as the head coach and is given more control over draft picks, he'll hand pick his next quarterback, who could be Rosen. The Browns are a mess. The only way they'll ever climb out of the NFL's basement is by nailing the quarterback position. The number two predicted pick is the San Francisco 49ers, and they are currently 1-10. The predicted pick, Penn State running back Saquon Barkley. You might think there's no way Kyle Shanahan would spend a top pick on a running back. I also heard that before the 2017 draft, Shanahan wouldn't select defensive players in the first round, and that San Francisco 49ers used their first three picks on defenders Solomon Thomas, Reuben Foster, and Akello Witherspoon. The moral of this story, Shanahan isn't the only one making the picks, and we shouldn't get too caught up in the past. Each draft class is unique. Penn State running back Saquon Barkley is very unique. Not only would he be a perfect fit in Shanahan's offense, but he's also the kind of high-character leader with whom general manager John Lynch can fall in love with. Saquon Barkley, paired with Jimmy Garoppolo, would give Shanahan the balance he craves. Barkley can also be the type of back that Devontae Freeman was in Atlanta, given his outside running ability as well as his inside. This is just part of what he could add to the team, as well as their passing game. The New York Giants fall in at number 3 with a 2-9 record this year. Their predicted pick, USC quarterback Sam Darnold. Eli Manning era is nearing its end, and the New York Giants might have a new general manager and head coach to go with a new quarterback. Even after the franchise drafted Davis Webb in the third round of 2017, if the team is drafting in the top 5 in 2018, the front office must thoroughly investigate the quarterback prospects to prepare for life after Eli. Darnold has had his struggles this year, but many NFL scouts to whom I talk believe those are a byproduct of a bad coaching staff, poor wide receivers, and the junior quarterback trying to do too much on a poor team. Darnold's accuracy, poise, and ability to make plays in late in games still makes him one of the best players in this draft class. Drafting Darnold won't fill big-time needs or make this team 5 wins better next year, but it will set the Giants up for long-term success. The Denver Broncos land in at number 4 on the draft prediction list at 3-8. Their predicted pick, Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen. Many might think that Josh Allen is not worth a top 5 selection, but once NFL scouts get a look at him in workouts and interviews, his stock will solidify in the top 10. And don't be surprised if Broncos general manager John Elway sees a lot of his younger self in the strong-armed, athletic Wyoming quarterback. Allen has also been out with a strained AC joint in his throwing shoulder, but his goal should be to get healthy for the Senior Bowl in late January. He is an underclassman, but is scheduled to graduate in December. That makes him eligible to participate in Mobile, Alabama. If Allen's stock isn't high enough already, it'll be when he completes that week in front of NFL scouts and general managers. This has been the first 4 picks. Tune in for the next picks later. So on the last episode that I did, we covered the top four predicted picks for next year's 2018 NFL draft. The first overall pick being Josh Rosen, second overall pick being Saquon Barkley, third overall pick being Sam Darnold, fourth overall pick being Josh Allen. I'm only going to do the top 10 picks for the mock draft, but tune in for more content on other topics. Let's get right into it. In the predicted number 5 overall pick, it will be the Indianapolis Colts, who currently have a record of 3-8. The pick will be Bradley Chubb, edge rusher from North Carolina State. The Indianapolis Colts general manager, Chris Ballard, has remade the team in his image by trading away players like Philip Dorsett and cutting Vontae Davis, his all-star cornerback. Soon he'll be charged with improving a roster that was never developed under the former regiment. The priority for Ballard and company would be to improve the offensive line and pass rush. Left tackle Anthony Costanzo was apparently on the trading block before the deadline, according to an NFL executive with whom I heard of, which makes you think he's not on the team's long-term plans. And while Texas left tackle Connor Williams has to be considered here, I see Ballard going with a defender to bolster a unit that's been forever awful. Bradley Chubb has the skills to play in a 3-4 or 4-3 defense, which is important since we don't know who the Colts head coach will be in 2018. At 275 pounds, Chubb has impressive power and the agility to make plays standing up. He is the type of producer an athlete Ballard would want to grab to kick off his 2018 draft. Number 6 predicted pick goes to the Chicago Bears, who are currently 3-8. Their predicted pick is indeed offensive tackle Connor Williams from Texas. The Chicago Bears gave left tackle Charles Leno Jr. a pay raise in August, and he's a solid building block for the future. But with an early pick and Texas Connor Williams on the board already, they should make the selection and move Leno to right tackle. Williams looked fantastic in his return to action against West Virginia last weekend after he'd been out since week 3 with a sprained MCL and PCL and torn meniscus, according to SI.com's Bruce Feldman. He's the type of athlete who can dominate on the edge but has also shown the mean streak and instincts needed to step right into an NFL offense. Wide receivers, no doubt a big need for the Bears, but there isn't a player at that position who is valued that high in this draft. Drafting Williams will give Chicago a potential strength on offensive line, which is important to the development of Mitchell Trubisky as quarterback. Get the left tackle now and a wide receiver like Simi Cobbs Jr. in the second round. Number 7 is the New York Jets, who are currently 4-7. And their predicted pick, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield. Is this too early for Baker Mayfield? Some might debate this, but not if he becomes the answer at quarterback for the New York Jets. Mayfield is a unique prospect. He is small at 6'1", 220 pounds, but he's fiery, loud on the field, and has a massive chip on his shoulder that can cause some problems, like what happened against Kansas. But he's also poised to become a player who can create plays with his arms and legs and can be the type of leader an entire team will follow after. Some will brush Mayfield aside because he's too short, because he plays in a spread offense, or because he's facing Big Ten defenses each week. I'm not worried about his height or scheme because I've seen him operate from inside the pocket. And if you can carve up Ohio State, a team loaded with future NFL talent on defense, you're good enough for me. Miami Dolphins are the predicted number 8 pick at 4-7 as well. Their predicted pick, Alabama safety Minkah Fitzpatrick. Minkah Fitzpatrick is one of the best players in the entire 2018 draft, but the way teams value the safety position could push him down the board. If so, the Miami Dolphins will be in an excellent position to draft a dynamic safety with tools to be a Jamal Adams-like presence. Fitzpatrick can play free safety at an NFL level, and there are many teams that view him as a cornerback, given his experience there early in his Alabama career. I like his range, football IQ, and ability to make plays all over the field, and I wouldn't lock him into one spot at cornerback. For athleticism, production, and character, Fitzpatrick is one of the cleanest prospects you'll see in 2018. Here are the last two picks in the top 10 predicted picks of next year's 2018 NFL Draft via Bleacher Report. Predicted to come in at number 9 in the next year's draft is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team at 4-7. The predicted pick, Alabama safety, Ronnie Harrison. Alabama's Ronnie Harrison sometimes gets lost in all the talk about Rasheen Evans and Minkah Fitzpatrick, who we spoke of earlier, but he's one of my favorite players in the class. At 6'3", 214 pounds, he's like Cam Chancellor, and that's who he can be in the NFL, too. A lot needs to change for the Tampa Buccaneers. Adding a forced safety that opposing teams have to fear would be great, not only on the field, but also for the culture of the defense. Not since John Lynch was back there roaming in the middle of the field as Tampa had a safety that opposing teams feared. Harrison can be that guy. The Buccaneers have other needs, such as along the offensive and defensive lines, but Harrison is a great match of value and need. And the 10th pick is another Cleveland Browns pick that they got from Houston a couple years ago, and their predicted second pick is Alabama wide receiver Calvin Ridley. After we predicted that they grab a quarterback in the first overall pick, we will predict that the Cleveland Browns will use their second first round pick to shore up the rest of their offense. No matter who's back there throwing passes, they deserve a better target than Kenny Britt. A massive question mark that is Josh Gordon. Calvin Ridley could step into that offense and be the best receiver on the roster. At 6'1", 190 pounds, Ridley doesn't really have imposing size, but he's a slippery route runner with excellent burst in the open field and has the hips to leave defenders on breaking routes. He also has sure-handed pass catching and has supposed to be an X receiver. That type of talent is lacking on this team. It wouldn't surprise me if the Browns' regiment is still in place and the trades this pick, but this is what should happen if they take this pick. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Sports News with me, Christopher Nelson. I always love to hear feedback or other news that you guys have. So if you guys find a story online, please be sure to call in with the name and the website name that you found. So and to clear it up, the author name, the website name, the website title, I will find the article and read it on my ink once again. By the way, it could consist of either NFL, MLB, or NBA content. This is all for now. Until next time, peace, and have a wonderful rest of your week.